Ooh, hi everybody. Oh, I love a good-looking crowd. This is great. I've had a lot of weird neighbors over the years, so this is very exciting to get a chance to talk about some of them. Looking back, it's funny. At the time, some of the stuff wasn't as funny. It was just, it's exceptionally weird. So, to start at the beginning, way back in 2000, I graduated from college, and I moved up to Massachusetts with my then-girlfriend to follow her. I know, so gay. Followed her up to Massachusetts so she could go to grad school. So she lived in Boston, but I spent a year up in Lowell, Massachusetts, which is about 45 minutes north of Boston, because I was doing a year of AmeriCorps. And I moved in to a house, the first floor of a house, with three other AmeriCorps volunteers, and quickly realized that it was too small for all of us, but it was at the right price point for an AmeriCorps salary, if you're familiar with that salary. I put that in quotes. Our maintenance man, Charlie, lived right upstairs from us, which we thought was great. Like, oh, if we ever have any problems, he's right there. Charlie smoked. He was high every time we saw him. Super high. Like, barely keep his eyes open, bloodshot. Like, what's going on? So we were still optimistic. So there were a few things wrong with our apartment. Like, there was a major leak in our kitchen sink. And there was also some of our burners wouldn't work on the stovetop. So we told Charlie about it, and we're pretty sure he remembered it. And he's like, yeah, I'll do it when you guys are at work one day. And so we go to work, we come home, and there's still a leak in the kitchen sink, and the burners don't work yet. So we're like, what happened? And we walk into the living room, and someone has painted the living room ceiling. And we noticed that because they didn't use a drop cloth. So there was like this fine mist of white paint on the TV, the couch, the hardwood floors. Now, we had never requested someone to paint the ceiling. I don't really know who that was for. Maybe if he was passed out on the floor, he could look at it. But so I went upstairs and asked him, and he answered the door like with a cloud of marijuana coming out. And I was like, hey, so you painted? He's like, yeah, I painted your ceiling. And I was like, did you use a drop cloth? No, I couldn't find one. So he just did that. That was really great. So that was the first exciting neighbor story, someone living upstairs from you that was problematic. So the next year I moved down into Cambridge with my then girlfriend and three other grad students because grad school is expensive. So you all fit into one apartment together, and Cambridge is really expensive too. And we also had another set of questionable upstairs neighbors. It was a bunch of college guys who were always very loud. We weren't even sure how many guys lived there because it was like this constant stream of like fraternity-looking guys just coming in and out. And they were always carrying out just like a huge number of trash bags every week for garbage day. So much so that we could hear we were on the first floor, we could hear the garbage men every time they stopped by. They'd be like, what the hell are you trying to do to us? And then that attracted more rats, and then we got to hear them yell things like, holy shit, you see the size of that rat? Oh, my God! So one Friday night, I had a roommate who loved to study on Friday nights and was annoyed that the guys upstairs were throwing a very loud party. And she was shy, so she's like, can you go up and tell them to be quiet? So I was like, all right. So I go upstairs, and I knock on their door, and the door opens, and I'm greeted by a shirtless man with a hammer. And I managed to, and it's loud, it's like deafening noise coming up, but it's not from music, it's because I peeked around him, there's a bunch of other shirtless guys with baseball bats and like wrenches, and they're just smashing the hell out of the walls, like just destroying drywall everywhere. And so I didn't even have a chance to say, can you please be quiet? It was more like, what are you guys doing? And he's like, and he was drunk. He's like, yeah, we're moving out tomorrow, so we just wanted to have one more rager. So I don't know that a rager means destroying all the drywall in your apartment, but that was great. And so the next day, it's true, they were moving out. And I know this because I was in the kitchen. I could see out onto our small back porch. And I heard, look out below! And I see an entire wooden futon and cushion just, bam! Just like land behind the neighbors, behind our porch. And then like a bunch of hysterical laughing afterwards. So these guys were something else. So in 2004, my now wife and I moved to Columbia, the wilds of Columbia, Maryland. And we moved into an apartment complex and once again had interesting upstairs neighbors. So one day we come home and we go in and we see that the globe light fixture in our dining room is like half full of water. And we're like, what is going on? So we call the maintenance guys, who were not always high, thankfully. And they come, and he's like, I'll go upstairs and see what's going on. And the maintenance guy very quickly came back downstairs, and he's like, I checked stuff, and I can't, like, it wasn't dishwasher or washing machine, so I don't know. And so he just left. So once again, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go upstairs and find out what's going on. So I knock on the door, and the guy opens, and he's not wearing a shirt. He does not have a hammer this time, thankfully. But he's just standing there looking at me, and I was kind of like, hey, so we had some water in our apartment. Like, are you sure that's not some leak from, like, I don't know, your shower, your dishwasher? And he's like, no. And I was like, what do you think happened? And he's like, well, I was defrosting a chicken, and it got out of hand. So we just stood there staring at each other in silence, because I don't know how you respond to something like that. Like, how does that get out of hand when you're defrosting a chicken? So I just said, okay, and just went back downstairs and told my wife. And we spent the rest of the evening trying to figure out how you wrongly defrost a chicken. And the only thing we could figure out is that maybe he put it in the sink and was, like, running water and then just forgot that it was in the sink and then over... I don't know. It's a mystery to this day how defrosting a chicken gets out of hand. So from there, we moved into Baltimore City and we lived in a row house. So we didn't have upstairs neighbors. We shared walls with our neighbors. And on one side was this great guy, this retired gentleman named Ron, who was very nice. But one thing we noticed very quickly about Ron is that, you know, you're living in the city, there's a lot of rats. Ron really enjoyed live catching rats. And then he would take the cage, and he had a cooler out back for this. And it was full of water, and he would just drown the rats in the cooler. And I was, of course, I love all God's creatures. And so I was horrified, right? I'm like, oh, my God, how could you do that? And then the rats got into my engine and chewed the wires and caused $600 worth of damage. And so I was like, fuck you, rats. So I started live catching rats and drowning them. Please don't judge me. They caused a lot of damage. So I know, now you guys know something really horrible about me. So the proliferation of rats around this neighborhood, it grew and grew. And so there was one, like we had, you know, there's like one or two like rat holes in the backyard. And one evening we were going out, it's Christmas Eve, and my wife and I and our daughter, we're going to go to church to a church service. And as we're walking through our parking pad in the backyard, I noticed one of the rat holes, there is a frozen dead rat stuck halfway in and halfway out of the hole. And I'm like, well, I can't just leave that there. Because you... Except, well, I had to walk past it all the time. I couldn't leave it there. If it was, like, in someone else's yard, okay. But we would have had to see frozen dead rat for the rest of the winter. And so I wanted to perform a Christmas miracle. No, I went inside, I got a plastic bag, and I came out. And it was the grossest thing I've ever done in my life, is to try to pull a frozen dead rat out of a hole on Christmas Eve. And that's when my other neighbor on the other side chose to walk out into his backyard. And he sees what I'm doing, and we lock eyes. And there's a moment, and I finally just went, Merry Christmas! And that's when the rat came out. And it was like, so I wrapped it up like a little present and threw it away. And so thankfully now we live in a different row house that there's a lot fewer rats, thankfully, so I've had to give up my terrible executioner edge. But we love our neighbors now. It's a great neighborhood. Come visit us in Violetville. Thank you.